I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sectarian violence in Southern Asia is on the rise. There are concerns as to how the trouble will target minority religious groups like Christians. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says the persecution caused them to postpone a new project in December. However, doors recently opened again.
Audio Scripture Ministries has been contacted by some national believers who are looking to find ways to distribute God's Word in audio because so many of the people that they work with are illiterate.
Dudenhofer says people want to hear God's Word. Pray for their staff's wisdom as they study the possibilities of new ministry. Meanwhile, Transworld Radio has been taking Christian radio professionals from the United States to South America for years. It helps Christian broadcasters see God's work and encourages partnerships. This year, TWR's John Somerville says they did something new, training seminars. 360 people combined attended the seminars in the Dominican Republic and Venezuela. Somerville says radio professionals from various backgrounds attended.
There were a lot of people from secular radio who also joined us for the seminars, and then it gave us the opportunity to be a witness for Christ.
And Back to the Bible celebrates the unique marriage of technology and hope all over the world. With the ability to deliver programs via radio and internet, Bible teaching is heard all over the U.S., Canada, and the Caribbean. Their Spanish programs are on over 500 stations in Latin America. They can be heard throughout Europe and blanket nearly all of Russia and China. Back to the Bible works in 25 languages daily, seeking to share the hope of Christ through Scripture. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.